Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-Minute Walk is helping you stay consistent with fitness and is happening in Colonial Williamsburg early in the morning. This is an experience like none I've ever had here in Williamsburg. I've been here many, many, many times, and this is the first time I've walked through the Colonial District pre-sunrise. It is early, it is dark, and there's almost no one here. I just passed a couple walking a dog. A moment ago, a Colonial Williamsburg police car went up the Duke of Gloucester Street, which is typically closed for traffic. But before the crowds get here, I guess it is used by security and maintenance. So Colonial Williamsburg is in the state of Virginia. It's about 35 miles east of Richmond. This was the capital of Virginia from 1699 until 1780. And I'm coming up on the Bruton Parish Church. And it was the pastor of this church in the early 20th century who decided that he wanted to restore the building, restore the church building, because they were coming up on a pretty big anniversary. And then his vision expanded from beyond the church building to a lot of the other buildings in this, at the time, was a very sleepy town in Williamsburg. And John D. Rockefeller, the billionaire, got involved and funded, as I understand it, much of the restoration. And now Colonial Williamsburg has more than 80 original buildings. You can go into most of these buildings. There are actors in period costumes. They're walking around, they're talking with visitors, answering questions. You can go into the blacksmith shop and see skilled blacksmiths doing smithing as it would have been done in Colonial Williamsburg. You can go to the cabinet maker and see skilled cabinet makers working as it would have been in colonial times. One of Ava's favorite places is the silversmith. And every time we come here, we go into the silversmith and watch them making jewelry. There's also a garden, and it is gardened using technology from the 18th century. And so many other buildings and historic sites that you can actually walk in and watch them work and see how things were done in colonial times. Along the Duke of Gloucester Street and some of the other streets. Duke of Gloucester is the main street that runs from the Capitol building all the way down to the College of William and Mary. At the moment, I'm off of Duke of Gloucester and I'm heading towards the Governor's Palace, which is very ornate, both inside and outside. But along the way, they also have shops, and you can go into the shops and you can buy all kinds of things. The wedding ring that I'm wearing, I bought here in Williamsburg. My original wedding ring broke. It just broke. And it wasn't too long after we got married. And we were in Williamsburg for one of our annual October weekends. Went into one of the shops and I saw a silver ring. I was like, that's perfect. And so I bought that and have been wearing it for decades. Ava always enjoyed going into the shops and buying rock candy for the kids, because we would come here without the kids and she always wanted to take a gift home for them, and rock candy became the thing that she really enjoyed buying. Colonial Williamsburg has millions of tourists every year. I've heard as many as 4 million. In 2007, one of the visitors was Queen Elizabeth. And she actually stayed in the Williamsburg Inn. And they know what room it was she stayed in. And you can actually stay in that room that Queen Elizabeth stayed in 2007. Not cheap. Any of the rooms in the Williamsburg Inn are not cheap. Ava and I would, as I've said quite a few times, this is one of our favorite places. We would come here every year, usually in October. We also had quite a few vacations with the kids. When Ava and I were here, we would walk these streets. Where I'm walking right now, I'm right in front of the Governor's Palace. I think we've been in most of the buildings here in Colonial Williamsburg, but even more than visiting the buildings and seeing the craftspeople at work and learning about the history, the real appeal for us was simply walking and talking. And we had some pretty deep conversations. There were more than a few weekends where we would come here and life was just so stressful. And we were frustrated. There was one year we came down, and I think we were mad at each other. And we didn't say anything for the first 2 hours in the car ride from Maryland to Williamsburg. And then finally the conversation began. It was awkward. It was tense. We ended up having a wonderful time. It was just getting away from the normal, coming here. There's something about walking and talking, even and especially when it's a tense conversation. And so we had those conversations, and it was good. And so this place holds a lot of memories for us. Down that road, now you can't see it, but there's a road that I'm getting ready to pass. In fact, I will turn down that road. There's a tree. It's not a super tall tree, but it has wide branches, and they're low to the ground, and they're thick, and they're sturdy. And we have a picture of all of our kids sitting on that branch. And I still remember trying to get them all up. There was like herding cats. Okay, you go here, Christopher. You go here, Grace. Noah here. Aaron here. Andrew here. I think this was before Emma was born, because she's not in the picture. And of course, they're squirming around and making faces. And it's like, we just need a second of everyone looking happy. Please, can we do that? And every time I walk past that tree now, when I'm in Colonial Williamsburg, I think of that picture and that moment. And our kids loved coming here. They loved going into the different shops. They loved buying rock candy. And there's the tree. It's still here. Yeah. Looks a little different, a little taller. Looks like they've also trimmed it a bit. Oh, the branch where they sat, they have trimmed that. I guess it got too big. And then right beyond the tree where our kids sat was another tree. They've since cut it down. It was a tall tree, and we were here 1 year, and the leaves had fallen. And so I'm in front of a field now behind the courthouse. This whole field, or a lot of this field, was covered with leaves. And Ava and I sat in that field of leaves, and we were talking. We might have gotten something to drink, and we were talking. Went back to the car, got to the car, realized I don't have my key. Oh no. And I came back and I walked to where we were sitting, and there it was. So one of the things that you can do here in Colonial Williamsburg is you can actually take a carriage ride through town. And the horses do what horses do right in the middle of the street. And you just know that if you're walking on Duke of Gloucester Street or any of these other streets, then just be mindful of where you're stepping. Be mindful of where you're stepping. Williamsburg is an incredibly walkable city, and we certainly took full advantage of that when we came here. One of the other things we did, so we didn't spend the entire day walking. We spent a lot of time walking, but we would often take a break, and there was a bookstore in Market Square, which is at one end of Duke of Gloucester Street near the William and Mary College. And we would go into the bookstore and get a coffee or a hot chocolate. Well, the bookstore is no longer, and that was disappointing to see, but quite a few hours were spent in that bookstore when we just needed a break from walking. Thank you for allowing me to walk with you today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.